Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Dalton at the CRI, Carpet and Rug Institute headquarters, with Joe Yarbrough, the president. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good morning to you.
It's been, I think, probably 6 months since we've talked. I wanted to catch up on a few things. I want to talk about what's going on with CARE and Cal Recycling, that relationship, and also talk about these third round of Trump tariffs that have even carpet on them. So we'll get to that in a minute. First, just tell us some of the activities you're doing at the CRI.
Well, Kemp, one of the things that I think is important for us to do as part of our responsibility here is to interact and engage with consumers and to avoid the continued deselection of carpet product in the marketplace. And we have found an effective way to reach the consumer is to do that through blog campaigns and social media. Mm-hmm. This will be the third year this fall that we have conducted social media exchanges, and we believe that each one of those three will accomplish about 30 million impressions. Mm-hmm. And for a relatively inexpensive budget, that's a very effective way to communicate to the consumer.
And your message there is that ongoing carpet, it's softer, and you're just reminding the consumer of the benefits of using carpet?
Absolutely. You know, carpets have many attributes, whether it be sound attenuation in multi-level installations. It has good thermal properties. It's soft. You know, when the baby learning to walk falls down, it's a little less likely to cause an injury. So carpet has many attributes. And so our campaigns are focused on residential carpets attributes, what we typically call the commercial marketplace attributes for soft surfaces versus alternatives, and then things like sustainability and other environmental benefits that we see from our products.
Yeah, that makes sense, especially since we're being told the consumer starts the process of buying flooring online, so that's probably a good place to be. Let's move to the CARE. I know they had a board meeting recently, and I know Cal Recycle continues to challenge CARE on the plan moving forward. Give us an update on that, if you would.
Well, just real quick, as you recall, and your listeners will recall, in the fall of last year, the original statute, AB 2398 in California, was amended by an amendment bill called AB 1158. That particular bill produced some very interesting expectations and regulations for CARE. We have submitted three plans over the course of this last almost 2 years now, and for reasons that they at Cal Recycle provide in their findings for not accepting the plan, we're working on the fourth submittal as we speak, which is due to be submitted to Cal Recycle by the middle of August. We're working very diligently as CARE, as the SPC, which is the Sustainable Plan Committee, that's the worker bee group that tries to develop the details underneath that plan to allow us to do a few things. Number one, meet the statutory requirements of the plan, which with this new amendment specifies a 24% recycled output by really the end of 2019, which is the 1st of January 2020. So our plan has to develop the opportunity to collect, sort, and have processors produce recycled output at a level of 24% of the collections that are there potentially in California. Mm-hmm. Additionally, the statute requires us to not damage our industry. We certainly interpret that we cannot have an assessment fee that produces an unfair advantage either in the marketplace amongst alternative products, which, as you know, carpet has many hard surface alternatives, nor does it allow unfair competition between competitors, people who are producing and selling carpet in California. At this point, we believe that we are developing a budget that fully funds our plan, which the statute also requires. We've developed an assessment model that helps us understand what that assessment needs to be to accomplish the objectives. So our plan in its current draft form is about 330 pages. By the time it's submitted, it will probably increase in volume from the current page count. But we're very optimistic that we have included in our plan that will have input and responses to that input in the new plan from that California Advisory Committee.
Give me an update. I know the fee started at a nickel, and I think it's 25 cents now. So where does that stand? Is it going to go even further? And what impact is that having on the sale of carpet in California?
couple of good questions there, Kemp. Number one, you're correct. The original assessment was 5 cents per square yard. Mm-hmm. And currently it's 25 cents per square yard. The new plan still being developed has indicated that there could be an assessment fee requirement as much as 40 cents per square yard in January of next year. That model is still being adjusted and worked to, so that's not a final number, but it could be as high as 40 cents. What we have seen is that in the state of California, when you compare it to the other 49 states, is approximately a 2% loss in sales of carpet in California as in terms of market share compared to the rest of the United States. Those numbers have been analyzed in various ways, looking at just coastal states, looking at states that traditionally are more hard surface inclined, etc. And what we see consistently is that at least a 2% comparative loss of sale in California. Additionally, what we're seeing is that going to the now 25 cent assessment fee, that decline appears to be accelerating. We have a little less than one full year of data when we did the last analysis, but it appears it could be as much as 3 to 4% loss in sales in California. And the only factor that the economists can see is we have this fee in California that is not present in the marketplaces elsewhere.
Now, has California singled out any other flooring surface and created any type of extended producer responsibility, say with LVT, or especially now that LVT is becoming such a big factor in the market?
At the present time, Kemp, the answer to that is no. There have been rumors that there has been an effort to develop legislation to address other flooring materials, but at this time there is not a statute that applies to the other floor covering materials.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that the CRI does is you have this voluntary product stewardship. So this is what this organization is doing for the rest of the country to help offset the cost of recycling carpet, and you continue to do that, right?
Yes, we do. Our board agreed to commit to continuing the voluntary product stewardship program funding at the same level that we have in the current year and the last year at $4 million. So our other 49 states have that support for those who are collecting and sorting material. In my conversations with those enterprises, they're very appreciative of that support. And as you probably well know, as your listeners do, recycling and sustainability is under significant pressure right now. In the state of California, for example, who have a very lofty recycling objective with one of their other statutes, has seen 3 years of decline overall in recycled output in all other products that are covered by statutory requirement in California. So we have enjoyed in the past 2 years what we term continuous meaningful improvement. The statute amendment modified continuous meaningful improvement and took that language out. However, we're currently operating under a provisional status with California, and we have seen very good growth quarter over quarter for the last now 13 months.
All right, let's quick talk about these tariffs. You know, it might be a mute point. A lot of times things go on in Washington that's saber-rattling or posturing, and this third round of tariffs may never happen. But I was interested to see that carpet is listed in this third round as a potential import item out of China that might get a tariff. So talk about that if you would.
Okay. Obviously, you know, my members have different business models in the way they operate their activities, and so there are probably varying positions regarding this tariff question. Mm-hmm. It is my personal opinion and belief that from just a pure carpet perspective, we know very well that limited carpet exportation takes place from our industry. We've also seen somewhat limited importation of carpet over decades, really, for many reasons that we don't have time to get into. But my belief is that particularly on the West Coast, we have seen, and I don't have a quantification of this because obviously we don't have access to any numbers that would quantify this for CRI. However, it's anecdotally apparent that a significant amount of carpeting is being imported into the state of California from Asia. And so one could say that just from a pure carpet perspective, that it could have some limited benefit to the carpet manufacturers in the U.S. However, a hard surface element of my members, which CRI obviously is not directly associated with, it could have mixed impacts on those who are importing substantial amounts versus manufacturing it domestically. Mm-hmm. But specifically from carpet, I don't think it's perceived as a significantly huge issue for my carpet members.
Mm-hmm. All right, great, Joe. Thanks for the update. Again, we've been talking to Joe Yarborough, the president of the CRI, about what's been going on with the Carpet and Rug Institute this year, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.